Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Someone who's been a part of things for a long time. John Carman from Carman Funeral Homes joining us. And become a, you know, listen, we have a connection through, you know, my wife works at Loomis Chafee. You have a strong connection there, and we have some friends in common. It's always great. You look great, by the way. Are you feeling great? I mean, I've been seeing you now for three, 4 years straight, and you feeling good?
Yes, I am. Just a little older.
Yeah, but maybe it's because you don't have to grow a hair out anymore. Yeah. I don't know, because you tend to be frozen in time there. And I mean it. You look great. Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is there, like, when it comes to the – it's a family business.
Absolutely.
And are you ever going to retire? Or, like, what would you do, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I still it's so much a part of me just being able to be with people.
Why would you retire if it's part of your life and you like it?
How do you retire from? Well, it's like, you know, it's like things with the Salvation Army and, you know, all the good that is done by that organization. And so many people have been part of that for years and years and years.
Do a lot of different good. I mean, you've had the good fortune of having a, you know, successful family business. But what makes you or your family decide that this is the organization you want to give up your time and energy to?
Well, I think we support a lot of organizations. This has just been one that's been very special to me.
Well, you're on the board. I mean,
have been for 25 plus years, and you know, being able to participate in some of the events. You know, there's a wonderful group of people that do so much with so little, for so many, actually. You know.
Is that a tagline for them?
Well, I don't know.
That's a really good tagline. Say that again.
I can't.
Yeah. Because it's true, though, and the humility of the people who serve in the Army, because it's not like they're drawing big salaries and live in large. They commit so much of what they raise to the people they serve.
And I think that's why so many people like to partner with them, and that they just want to do as much as they can. And the Army does it, and for the people that need it the most.
We're talking with John Carman from Carman Funeral Home here on Brian and Company. So Thanksgiving is usually a family affair for you in terms of helping give out meals, but it didn't work out quite so well this year.
Yeah, my granddaughters here didn't feel well, so we decided it wasn't the time to spread the germs.
But you showed up.
Well, yes.
How many meals did you, like, what kind of day is that like? Because it's kind of crazy.
It's just maybe a couple hours. I mean, it's not, you know, usually they're kind to us older folks, and they give us a route that doesn't require too many stops that, you know, we can, you know, in some of the larger complexes that we can
do. Do you drive around in a vehicle and drop off meals?
Yeah, in my car and everything. And you know, just knock on the door and try to spread some kindness and smiles to people who might not normally see a lot of people.
Now, you usually do it with your grandchildren,
right?
And how did that start, and why for you was that important?
Yeah, they were, I think when they were about 10 or 11 years old, I just thought it was a nice idea if they'd come along with me, and especially to see some of the conditions that people live in. And the fact of how much a meal can mean. But even more than that, just the time, you know, for someone to say hello to them and reach out. And they then wouldn't miss it. They really enjoyed it.
How old are they now?
17, 18, 19. So, it's been special. As a matter of fact, they promised me. They said, "Grandpa, we will definitely stay well for Christmas. We're delivering at Christmas. We just want to."
So you do the same thing at Christmas as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't know that was a huge
morning and world. Thanksgiving morning. Yeah, it's. I mean, it's just so important. again, just to see people. You know, the meal is a plus for them, but I think having the opportunity to have people knock on your door and wish you a happy holiday
and or
a smile and you know, see if there's something else that they might need. Just you know, it's mostly just the touch, just to say hello.
I agree, and give people you know, dignity and a sense of joy. And the mantra I've been using this year, John, is that we, you know, in my business especially, we're always looking up at like what, oh, I wish I had you know that salary or that, that being that, you know, that market or this or that. People in media are like that, but we don't often look in other directions and see what we have that is challenging for other people. And that's what this is important for me, because it makes me stop and pause and take notice of actually how much I do have.
Yep.
And that's why I have no shame in doing whatever I can to get the most that we can. I'm asking every friend, every business owner I know to get involved, because they can.
Right.
And people, it's like when I've dealt with people who fundraise, they're like, okay, because I fundraise a lot for institutions that I've served, and they're like, okay, well, bring them to the number that they might be uncomfortable with, or you think they'll be uncomfortable with, then add 20%, because they can do that.
Yeah.
Now, because people, you're able to give more than you think, is my point.
Right. And I know sometimes it's difficult to ask people for things, but you have to remember that you're not asking for yourself, you're asking for a good cause. And there are a lot of very, very good causes, and there's a lot of need. So, you know, we have so much, especially in the United States. We've been blessed with so much that it puts an extra burden and a responsibility to do more for others.
You know, listen, my parents in their 80s were dealing with a lot of planning and end-of-life stuff. I mean, where are you guys located? What markets do you serve?
Our funeral homes are in Hartford and Tallinn County. We do have 10 locations. They're community, all community-based. And we're just there to obviously help people in the worst time in their life. And it's a privilege. It's a privilege for us as a family to be invited into people's hearts at the worst time in their life.
And
it's something we take very seriously.
And I advise people to get stuff in order before you have to, because it makes everything, you can focus on the stuff that's important when that's taken care of.
And they're always available to provide that information, guidance, support, whatever is necessary. You know, it is such a difficult time that we just want to be that safety net for them.
Well, John Carman, it's great to see you.
All right,
as always, I love it. Carman Family Funeral Homes, and of course, huge supporters of the Salvation Army Holiday Store. It's always good to see you. I wish we could catch up with you, you know, outside of the holidays, man. Me, you, and Chris got to do something.
Yep, we
so
can.
We'll do that.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.